Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
26.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
Great, and you?
Doing great. I'll do the regular plug.
Gotcha.
The industry regular
plug. Do the industry reg.
The industry reg. Yeah. To please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to this show. Obviously, like, Apple and Spotify are the best places to leave ratings and reviews, so please and thank you. Second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to address in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
Unless you're afraid. Are you afraid? There's no reason to be afraid.
The email address is in the show notes.
Wuss. Just kidding.
The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Ready for the first?
I dare you.
We dare you. We double dog dare you.
Yeah.
Ready?
We're on your side.
We are.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Unless you're an idiot. But not usually.
No. I mean, I feel like most of the people that write in, or even just, you know, broadly, we're mostly on the guys' sides.
Yeah. Which is kind of what we suspected.
Except for like a handful where it's just like, what are you doing?
But it's never like an indictment on them.
No.
It's very much just a, like, I hope it's fair.
I think it's fair.
And that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. Ready for question one?
Do we ever talk about why we do it?
I don't think we have, no.
We just want to present a different voice of women, because a lot of the voices that I've heard, kind of a lot lately.
Amber Heard.
Well, yeah, it's just like, Rakita Law is covering that trial, and it's so entertaining.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Rakita Law's YouTube channel.
I'm just going to say I'm totally on Johnny's side.
Yeah, me too.
Totally. But relationships are really complicated, obviously, but if you have to pick a side, I'm definitely on Johnny's side. But yeah, we're just trying to, I don't see, in my own life, I have not been around women who belittle men, who are just these hyper vigilant aggressive feminists. I'm just not, that is not my real world experience, and I've lived all over the country, and so when I hear this or I hear it from other guys, I think, who are you around? Mm-hmm. I will say that, like, who are you you need to find different people. You need to be around a different kind of girl. Because that's not okay, and I feel like that's not been helpful to men.
Yeah, I mean, like, toxic masculinity.
I hate,
like,
that, yeah.
Discounting straight white males. Like,
yes,
all,
yes.
I just think that's, like, very negative in our culture.
It makes it very confusing, I would think, to deal with women.
Yeah, like, it'd be really difficult to try to assert yourself, or, like, to make your position known, like, in a conversation or argument without feeling you have to, like, backpedal or, like, kind of soften what you think or your stance.
And it's weird because I don't think I just sort of accepted this narrative out there, but knew it wasn't true in my own life, not with any political affiliation. I mean, I've had friends that are all different political affiliations, but none of them are like that to their boyfriends or their husbands. It wasn't like that at all. We just didn't act that way because they're human beings and you care for them. And it's like, I mean, they're disagreements, but they're just typical, regular, typical. But that's what we wanted to do, this is a nice way, I think, kind of a, hopefully a light way, with some useful information to kind of let guys see that we are not all nuts. And we do have common sense. There are a lot of us that do. And I really just wouldn't want them to think, like, based on the media narrative, what you see, and maybe even their own experience, or they shouldn't have to belittle themselves or be less or be less masculine, or just, you know, any of those qualities that men have, I think, need to be appreciated as much as any qualities women have. I don't think that equality has anything to do with being the same. I think it has to do with appreciating the differences and valuing them.
Definitely.
Equally, but they're different. They're different, but they complement each other beautifully. So that's my feeling about it. And I really think guys need to see that.
I think so, too.
Because I've always appreciated people, especially guys, obviously, who open doors or just do really, you know, I've always made a point of being very consciously thanking people. All people, but especially guys, because I want to encourage that because I love that. I like chivalry. I like it when a guy opens a door for me. I think it's just, it charms me, mm-hmm. kind of melts me.
Yeah, me too. It's very sweet.
Yeah. So I think most women do. Uh-huh. So I just hope that this can help in that way because we're going through so much in our society now. And I really felt like it was important to push back. Mm-hmm. And of all the ways to push back, this wasn't what I thought of. But I think, well, this is perfect. Because it's very organic. It's very natural. It's something I've always done. Mm-hmm. It's the way I am, the way my friends are, the way you are. Mm-hmm. It's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. And I want more guys to live in this world with us so that they feel empowered, I guess. That's a dumb word, empowered, but, you know, appreciated, valued for who they are.
You ready for question one?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus.
Man, oh man. This one comes from a username that I can't pronounce.
How much of this am I going to have to edit out?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Sorry.
Okay, question one. This one comes from a user named Nzoar Gosi. The guy is 31 and his ex-girlfriend is 33. Okay. So I want to be friends with my ex, but she's buying a house in my neighborhood with her new partner, and this makes me a bit confused. Okay, so my ex and I broke up 6 months ago.
It confuses me too.
Yeah, well, this is a weird question. I just want to get your take on it. My ex and I broke up 6 months ago, her decision, not mine. We were together for just under 2 years. I was hopeful that we could find a way to be with each other again, but she apparently didn't want that.
Apparently not.
Less than a month after we broke up, she got together with an old friend of hers, and I just found out from a friend that they're about to close for a house that is less than a half mile from my apartment. I want to be friends with her again. We haven't seen each other since December. I understand everything she is doing now is her business and has nothing to do with me. However, I'm unsure how I feel about being friends right now. I don't think she needs to get my permission to move so close to me, but we live in a massive city, so the fact that she's moving to essentially my backyard, and I walk by it where she will be living every day just about, it makes me feel a bit disconcerted. My friend and his girlfriend think that she is being callous for doing this. I'm unsure. I don't think she needs to be mindful of my feelings since we're not together anymore, and I doubt I am the reason why she's moving so close. But yet, it makes me feel like a future friendship seems kind of daunting, or at the very least, confusing. Of all places to buy a house, why right in my neighborhood? It feels like I've been replaced, which I guess I need to come to terms with. Anyway, I'm unsure what advice there is to be given. Just wondering what your perspective is on this.
I've got some advice. Don't think about it anymore. Don't do anything about it. Don't deal with her. Don't be friends with her. Move on. Mm-hmm. So what if you walk by? It might hurt a little. You'll get over it. But mm-hmm. don't deal with her anymore. You don't need to be friends with her now. That's not important at all. That's mm-hmm. going to hurt you.
Yeah, I think so too.
I wouldn't do anything. I would ignore it. Get it out of your mind. Distract yourself with other things. Don't even... You're going to have to get past it. And if you can't, don't even deal with her. I would just... Of course you can. You can get past this. Just... Don't even think about them. Don't give them the time. Like, I just don't think 6 months is enough time mm-hmm. for you to be friends with someone that you were with for 2 years who's living, like, that's offensive. Like, I don't care if she's being callous. It's none of your, don't make it your business. Whoever this friend is that you're talking about this with, I don't think they should be doing that. I don't think that's really good for you. Is it his friend?
His friend.
And her friend?
Apparently.
Well, why is she doing that? Like, obviously... He's trying to get over this. Mm-hmm. Is she helping by doing this, by stirring the pot here? It's hard for him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, why is she doing this?
I'm not sure.
But out.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. If he wants to talk about it, he'll talk about it. But that's not good.
No.
Like, you're not helping.
Yeah.
And why would you do that? Why are you feeding him this, oh, it's callous? Get out. It's none of your damn business, you know?
Yeah.
I would really resent that. I don't like that. That's very bad mm-hmm. to me. Like, if someone does that... That's really sneaky, and why do they care? Like, if they care about you, they know you're probably hurting, and they don't want to mention that. Mm-hmm. They want to stay friends with you. I'm talking about the friend that
told about the
hurting. Yes, like, why is she telling you this stuff?
I'm not sure.
But why would a person do that? I wouldn't.
No.
Unless I wanted something. Unless I wanted to stir the pot. I mean, I think we all, as human beings, have that.
That impulse.
Yeah, but you shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Because it's not very nice, and this person's probably trying to get over her. Mm-hmm. And he probably needs to get over her. Because that's really, 6 months later, she's with this person and moving in with, that's, if that's too hard for you, it's okay for you to move.
Right.
For your own sake. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it matters if, oh, well, that I shouldn't have to move. I wouldn't even worry about that. I would protect yourself, mm-hmm. do what's best for you to heal. I wouldn't deal with her or that guy or the other chick. I would probably, if it was too hard on me, if I knew it was going to be too hard on me, I'd move. Mm-hmm. It would make me mad. I'd try it for a while maybe, and then I'd move. Mm-hmm. But don't be mad. Don't give yourself a hard time for doing something that helps you feel better, that helps you get through this a little bit quicker mm-hmm. or easier. Be kind to yourself that way. I really think that's important when you break up. I don't think it's good to be like, well, I shouldn't have to.
Right.
When it's over, do whatever you have to do to get over it. And if that means getting away from her, moving, maybe look into that. Mm-hmm. If do it for you. It might not be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really insensitive of her, but don't you don't need to be telling her that. You don't need to be involved in that. You don't want to be in this anymore.
Yeah.
If she doesn't want you, you don't want her.
Right. Okay, so this one comes from Robert. So he's asking about his girlfriend who didn't invite him to a party. So he says,
really?
Okay, so today we have a surprise party for a friend in common.
Oh, no.
And we were both going to go to this party. The problem is that 1 week before this party, so last week, my girlfriend asked me if there was something going on this coming... I'm sorry, Robert. This is a bit confusing to read. Okay, so today we have a surprise party of a friend in common.
What's the gist?
So basically, they were both planning on going to this surprise party for a friend.
Uh-huh.
And then last week, Robert's girlfriend was like, hey, do we have anything going on this Saturday? And Robert was like, yeah, we have this surprise party that we're going to. And his girlfriend says, I'm actually instead going to this party at my university. And he's a bit upset because...
Why did she ask him what was going on this weekend then?
Like, she was like, oh, were we going to do something together on Saturday? And he's like, oh, yeah, we have this surprise party. And she's like, oh, well, I'm going to go to this party at my university. And...
But we planned on going to this surprise party, though.
So she told me it's because there was going to be a party at her university, but she didn't ask me if I wanted to go or anything.
A party at her university?
Today,
like
she
a party?
Today she told a friend, one of our mutual friends, that she's also going to attend the surprise party, but that she may leave early to go to the other party at her university. I just feel really weird about it. We've been together for 3 years, and we're both in our early 20s.
Has she ever done this before? Double parties?
I'm not...
That's weird.
It is weird.
I mean, if she's used to this, maybe she likes this, maybe that's normal.
Uh-huh.
Then it's not weird. That's odd.
Do you think that it's a red flag that she didn't ask Robert to go to the second party with her?
A red flag?
Yeah, he's a bit...
After 3 years?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
But I think it's odd.
Uh-huh.
It could lead to a red flag.
Uh-huh.
Or it might just be, I don't know.
Okay.
I wish there was more information.
Yeah.
Because, like, what the hell? There's got to be more to this relationship for him to suspect that. Like, it may be, I mean, there would have to be something more that he's questioning. Other things, I would think, if I were Robert, I would probably think about that. What are other things that are bothering me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what might be, is it not typical? If it's not typical, you should ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Is she being cagey? Maybe she's being cagey. I don't know. Then I'd follow her. Just kidding. Not necessarily. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do it that way. No, I don't like doing stuff like that. That would hurt too much. If it was bad, I'd probably just get her to tell me the truth. Like, what's going on? Why would you go to one party and then go to another at your university?
Yeah.
University party? An official university party? Or just a party at school? Or is she in school? She's out of school and she's going to a party? I don't know if I'd want to go back to college for a party.
I don't... It's unclear if they're still in college or not. He said that they're both in their early 20s. So I can't,
okay.
I can't tell.
Okay, I'm trying to picture the party. Is it like a grad party? Is it a party party? Is it frat party? That'd be weird. I would think that'd be weird in your early 20s to go leave the party with your boyfriend to go to a frat party. Or just a dumb house party. I mean, those get old very fast.
I would think so too.
But not to her, maybe.
And I also do think it's weird that she's telling her, their mutual friend, her plans.
Oh, she told the mutual friend?
Yeah, that she told Robert last minute, it seems, that she might go to this party at her university. She didn't invite him. And now she's telling the mutual friend that she will still go to the surprise party, and then she's going to go to this other party afterwards.
Oh, she didn't tell Robert that?
No, she didn't tell Robert that she was planning on going to both. Like, so...
She never got around to telling him that? So she's going to go to the surprise party with him and then just leave abruptly?
Yeah.
And lie? Well, let's wait and see. Let's see if she lies.
It's a bit more context would be helpful, Robert, not to put down your
question. No, it's... No, you definitely need more context, because I could go anywhere with that. It's like, on the surface, no, but that's weird, because it's weird. But if you feel it's weird, which you do, clearly, that's your intuition. Mm-hmm. So I would listen to that, personally. I'd always go with your intuition.
Yeah, I guess the main thing that's odd to me is that you have plans together, and then all of a sudden she's telling you that she has plans by herself, when it seems like they're pretty interchangeable plans, like two different parties, like why?
Well, yes, that's kind of technically.
Yeah.
But I would say always trust your gut. Mm-hmm. If you feel weird about it, weird enough to ask a question, I think that's enough of a reason to kind of ask her.
Yeah.
There's something else going on inside of you that you're feeling that you might be picking up on. I would definitely trust that feeling. Mm-hmm. And get her to talk to you.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to hear it, you want to hear it. Mm-hmm. You're young. If it's not good, you want to know.
Yeah, I think so.
So you can move on quickly.
Definitely.
If it's nothing, you want to know. Mm-hmm. It is interesting, though. I have so many questions. I wish she would contact us so we can ask, like, what party at your university?
Yeah, Robert, if your girlfriend listens to Girlfriend Translator.
Yeah. I imagine her at 23, 24 working, and then her alma mater has a party, like a wide university-wide party, which isn't real. That wouldn't happen. And who the hell would want to go?
I
wouldn't.
No.
I'd be like, I did that. I'm done. I don't want to see anyone. I don't know if they want to see me. What did I do? I did. Yeah. I remember what I did. That kind of thing. Next.
Okay, this one comes from T-A-O-R Khan. I don't know what that's about.
It doesn't matter, though, really.
It doesn't, but to me it does.
Say Richard. If it makes it work better for you. No, it's important to you, I know.
So this guy's 24 and his girlfriend's 28. Oh, actually, sorry. This guy's 24 and his friend is 28. Okay, so the title is... 24, 28, okay. So the title is, my friend asked me on a date. I politely declined and told my girlfriend. My girlfriend got mad at me and said it was my fault and that I should have been more mean. I met this...
You asshole! You rejected her and you weren't mean enough? How does she know?
Let me tell you the story. Okay, so I met this girl, let's say Allison, while hanging out with a mutual friend.
We'll call her Allison.
We were all at a trivia night with a large group of friends. I invited my girlfriend, but she has a health condition that often keeps her from being able to go out trivia. Too often. I guess can't go to trivia night. Everyone in the group was really.
What if they could do it by Zoom for her?
They could.
Okay, whatever.
I guess she's not. It's maybe important. Maybe she's a drip. I don't know. Well, so I invited my girlfriend, but she has a health condition that often keeps her from being able to go out too often.
Everyone, this is off Reddit.
Yes.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
No, I wouldn't either.
If it weren't. Everyone in the group was really friendly, and I had a great time. After the trivia night, we went to a different bar and then ended up back at my friend's house. As the night was going on, I got up to get a drink so did Allison. She politely asked me on a date.
Oh, that was sweet.
And while I was flattered, I declined and said I was seeing someone. She took it well and nothing happened after that.
She probably wants him even more now.
When I got home, I told my girlfriend.
Not that she would break it up or anything.
When I got home, I told my girlfriend. She immediately got upset with me and said that I should have been more rude to Allison in the first place.
What?
That I must have been inviting her to ask me out with my behavior.
Oh, shit.
And otherwise, she would have not asked me out or, like, picked up on signals from me.
Oh, come on.
My girlfriend went as far as to say as I should have been a flat-out dick to her. Honestly, I was baffled. I like to think of myself as a decent person and try to respect everyone.
Poor guy.
This was my first time meeting Allison, so I'm not going to introduce myself across the table at trivia
and say, I've got a girlfriend.
Hey, I've got a girlfriend. Please don't talk to me.
Don't hit on me.
Like what?
You look like a nutcase.
And after she asked me out, why would I be mean to her for asking?
Exactly.
I don't know. I didn't like this at all. I don't know how to proceed. Please help.
Well, clearly she's just upset because she's threatened. Mm-hmm. She's not mad at that girl, and she's not mad at you. She's mad at her own insecurity. Mm-hmm. And maybe whatever illness she has is part of that, that she hates that she can't.
That she misses out on
yes,
a lot.
Yes, but mm-hmm. that really, I'm sorry, but that's not the way to handle it.
No.
And it's not his fault, and you handled it fine. I don't think you did anything wrong. I think she did. Mm-hmm. And she's got to deal with that, and you shouldn't be saddled with that. So if that's just a one-time thing, then maybe that's all. Maybe she had a bad night. Maybe she had a bad day. Maybe, you know, it could be anything. And for that, I would just say it should work out fine, because she'll know, like, that was rude, and hopefully she'll apologize.
Yeah, I certainly
hope. And then maybe
so.
She'll talk to you about why she's insecure.
Yeah.
Okay, that maybe ask, you mm-hmm. know, get it out. Get it out of her. If this is more common, you sounded baffled, so mm-hmm. you were really good to tell her, and I'm sorry about her reaction, but you did the right thing. That's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I really think that is. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't do it right away, just to tell her is a really nice, respectful thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that should be a good sign, that you're being really transparent.
Yeah, but I can also see being a little...
Really?
Because you're not used to thinking about that, maybe.
Right.
So it might freak you out a little
Definitely.
At first. But so it's sort of forgivable to lose your shit a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as you apologize.
Definitely.
And don't make a regular thing of it. And look at yourself to figure out what's going on with me. Like, I don't want that to happen again. That's what she should do.
Yeah, I think so,
Like, what do I need to do to, you know, like, accept the situation I'm in? And make the best of it, mm-hmm. or ask myself if I am making the best of it, or if I'm not doing all I can do. Maybe there are other issues for her, but in a way, like, you know, I think when you're with someone for a while, those things can kind of land on you inadvertently, mm-hmm. as we all know. But as long as it's not a habit, it's a one-time thing, hopefully, and maybe you can just talk to her and say, what was that? Mm-hmm. And if she's like this... No, you shouldn't be rude to somebody. And you're right. You should be decent. Like, if that person was nice to you, she didn't know.
No.
She didn't bother you after that. She's not calling you.
Yeah.
Maybe what she wants to know is, are you interested? Is this working for you? Am I not enough or whatever? Well, then say it. Mm-hmm. Cope.
Right.
It's hard, but you got to do it. But it isn't on him.
No, it's not.
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he sounds like a decent guy.
Yes.
And, like, he has clear boundaries about, you know.
Yeah. Because he told her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's decent.
I think so, too.
But she might just be off her... I wonder what she's got, because it could be...
That could have been a hard day with her illness,
who knows?
Too.
Absolutely.
Like maybe
she could be really fatigued. But you don't want to get in a cycle where you use that mm-hmm. as an excuse for bad behavior, and you don't want her doing that.
No.
So I would worry a little bit about that. I wouldn't get addicted to that.
Right.
Because you shouldn't do that. Like, that's not okay. I don't care what her illness is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to... deal with that. That isn't appropriate. That's not going to be good for her either in dealing with her illness. To accept behavior and use it as an excuse to not do things, that's not good for her.
No.
She can accept that she can do certain things and maybe not others without focusing on it or dwelling on it. And that's how she'll be a better girlfriend. That's how she'll feel more secure.
I think so.
If she's not focused on it. So it could be a lot of things, but it's probably somewhere in there.
In that umbrella.
But if this is starting to become a problem, like you need to deal with that. I don't care if someone's ill.
Yeah.
If it's your husband or wife and they've got, like, they've been diagnosed with a disease, that's different.
Right.
But, you know. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to have a relationship where you're with the person for the wrong reasons and that they're hanging on too tight, because that's not good for them either. That just makes them more helpless and more dependent. Mm-hmm. And if they're ill, they already feel that. Mm-hmm. So they want to work against that feeling. They don't want to work towards that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to empower that feeling, because that's not good for her. And it's not good for you.
Yeah.
And it's also not good for her.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't fall for it.
Definitely.
That's no excuse.
Definitely.
So it's kind of nuanced.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that was good.
Don't be a dick to people.
No, absolutely.
Like, why
not.
Would you? He doesn't need that.
No, I mean, that's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, I'm just picturing him like, wearing like a promise ring and like pointing to it whenever he meets somebody.
Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be terrible. You don't want to be somebody's pet.
No, absolutely not. Can I ask you a bonus question?
Sure.
This one's just kind of funny.
Sure.
So this one comes from Aldenaren.
Are we going to go through this? Are we going to let it go?
I'm just going to let that go. So the title is, how do I fix this? So I'm getting along really well with this girl online. And this morning we arranged to watch a show on Netflix together later tonight. But just a while ago...
Wait, online? Or
They're going to meet in person.
Oh, good. Because that could be fun and weird, but fun.
But just a while ago, around 5 p.m., she sent me a text saying that she was really excited for tonight. I said that I was too. But then I realized I had double booked the night and wouldn't be able to watch Netflix with her. She said that's fine, but when I asked if she was mad and about... She said that's fine, but when I asked if she was mad about it, she asked what it was I had double booked, and then after I told her, she just said, have fun, with all lowercase letters and a period. Does anybody have any advice?
Well, if you tell us what it is, that would help.
Am I overthinking?
Well, what was it?
So apparently...
What was the thing?
He didn't say this in the question, but he said it in the comments. He's Swedish. It was a Swedish holiday, and his cousin was coming over. And he had to... And his cousin couldn't, like... Like, his cousin had to, like, spend the night because he couldn't, like, drive home later. So he...
Why would he make plans with her then?
I don't know.
That's a night, an overnight with your cuz? For a holiday?
I guess so. And it slipped his mind.
That's funny.
So it's really until 5 p.m.
So maybe she's just baffled like I am. Like, have fun.
Well, it really sounds like a lie. Like, I don't like...
Yeah, yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. Like, I'd give her another chance, honestly. I wouldn't worry about that. Just try again.
Like, he's asking, what should I do? Should I just wait and see if she'll forgive me?
Well, you don't need to be forgiven. I mean, it's a communication gap error thing.
Like, right away. Like... How would you forget it until 5 p.m. that your cousin's going to sleep over that night?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Like,
but that
sure seems like a lie. Like,
I sort of like that there's a person in the world like that, though, that can mean that.
Like, she texts him saying,
that gives hope to all of us,
I guess. I'll see you later. He's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait at 5 p.m. Then, like, 15 minutes later, he's like, oh, shit, I have to cancel.
I hope you typed in, oh, shit, like, for authenticity.
Sorry, my cousin's coming over and sleeping over. Like, who does... Like, that just sounds completely made up.
It is weird. It does sound made up.
Like, if you were to lie to somebody, like, that sure sounds like a lie.
Then I would just ask her again.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't think it's a big problem. I mean, you feel dumb? I don't know.
She just said, that's fine, in all lowercase letters. And then when he asked if she really meant it, she just said, have fun, with all lowercase letters and a period.
Well, she's probably confused. Because she probably doesn't know, like, what's going on here? I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And she didn't... Maybe she didn't have enough time to process it. If you haven't met her... Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Just try again.
Yeah.
After what's-his-name leaves.
After your cousin leaves.
Yeah, like after that, whatever that is, like, a sleepover.
His cousin.
With cousin.
It would have been...
Cousin.
He said in the comments, he was coming over, but he wouldn't have had time to drive back home, so he's just spending the night for the Swedish holiday.
It's a Swedish holiday he spends with his cousin Sven?
I guess so.
I wonder if they do this every year.
They just get
just a, like
shit face, no, so he can't drive home.
Like,
I don't know.
Just the two of them?
He didn't mention like, oh, my aunts and uncles. It's just his cousin.
For the holiday.
Just his cousin coming.
Okay, it sounds really funny. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure it's just a weekend and they can go hang out together and they're probably very good friends.
His cousin's gonna go sleep over.
But if it's the way my head is telling it, which is funnier, it's like they get together, the two of them.
There's like a ceremony.
Yeah.
Like,
and they're watching Netflix together. Like, something like that. And maybe a cabin somewhere. And then the guy just leaves. And it's weird. It's just weird. To us.
It's so odd.
Yeah. And every year it's the same ritual. And he could not disappoint the cousin. Oh, I wonder if he was on his way.
Maybe. How would you forget about that? That seems pretty
significant.
Maybe
he lives in Stockholm and his... cousin lives in like what, Gothenburg or something, Malmo, and it's a hall. Maybe he's coming by ferry.
There's a ferry. It's too late to cancel.
Can you take a train? Why would I say that? I don't know.
I don't, it's just really funny. Like, I just the way that I am, I can't.
He's driving down in his Volvo.
If someone were going to spend the night at my house, I can't imagine forgetting about that until like 5 p.m. the day of. Like, that'd like weigh on me all day.
Me too. I'm just kidding. That's why we don't get it.
It's like, how did you.
But those casual extroverted types, they're just so like, I want to be that person.
It's like, no.
I can you imagine not having it weigh on you?
I know.
It's like, you might really be looking forward to it and it will still weigh on you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, it's just, oh, the curse of introversion.
To be so like outgoing that you completely forget about your
plans. And you're fine with it.
That you
once
make...
you remember, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd be like, oh no, shit. I have to be on. But then
you're so loosey-goosey that you accidentally double book yourself and just
like social,
feel, yeah.
Social, external social events are that easy,
like, yeah,
casual.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I admire that.
Yeah, me too.
I think he'll be fine either way because he'll find someone else.
Yeah.
She's not interested. He'll be fine.
He actually used the phrase double booked.
Oh, he did.
Double booked himself. Anyway, I just thought that one was cuddly. I had to include that.
That was cute.
Thank you for your answers.
Sure.
To the questions.
I know they're amazing.
I liked them.
I liked yours.
Before we end the show,
we're going to sing.
No. But I am going to ask for you to please leave a rating or review. Ratings and reviews.
Are you getting anywhere with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad people
ratings
are responding.
Ratings and reviews are the best because it's, you know, you get the text-based recommendation paired with the star rating. It's helpful.
Yeah, and since everything's rigged,
mm-hmm.
except maybe Twitter now.
Yeah, it's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else that accepts them. We really appreciate it. Second, if you have your own questions or
someone else's questions.
Yeah. Or Robert, if you want to elaborate on the party that
your
girlfriend.
Yeah, give us more context.
Yeah.
I would love to know. That's one thing I do miss is follow up.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
It'd be nice.
What happens.
So yeah, anyone who has their own questions or really any questions about anything, any people in your life that you.
At one point we said pets were fine too.
Yeah, that's fine as well. Anything that you've got that you're struggling with, you can throw it at us and we'll try to come up with a response.
Animal relationship problems.
Yeah. Happy to have them.
That's weird.
Okay. Email address is girlfriend. I just zoned out. The email address is girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out. Thank you very much, and we'll see you for episode 27.